Welcome back to Pat and Go with Paul Browning. I am your host, Paul Browning, and we are back with another week of NFL football. This is week 8. Man, we've been rolling along. Everybody watching on YouTube, always thank you. Make sure you like and subscribe to KPPF 1040 AM. Also, make sure we are subscribing and liking Pat and Go with Paul Browning. That's where you guys be able to get all of our content. As always, I have to my right Guy Gurton.
Hey,
what's going on?
Oh, not much. Thank you. Great to be here.
Oh, 100%.
What day is today?
This is Halloween today. And of course, we've got Mike Lewis. Always great to have you. You missed you last week, but of course, hey, Halloween, you got to show up, and you're an athlete.
I came as an athlete.
There it is.
Because I'm not. You are.
I was going to say, he's an athlete. I don't know if that's much of a costume. No. But, you know, this is Halloween. This is the Halloween special. We're really excited to be able to play football on a day like this, always on a holiday. So I made sure I came as the candy man.
There it is, the hook.
So, and everybody knew they were waiting on me to bring it up in pre-production. I said, I'm just going to throw it up there.
Bronco Billy here.
Bronco Billy.
It doesn't fit with my headset, but you get the idea, right?
Oh, man. So, guys, week 8 has arrived. Let's kind of jump into the high point. So when we jump into the high point, we're just going back, and, you know, obviously we've got some game balls and some recapping that we want to do. But first I want to recap that Packers-Cardinals game. We had two of the top teams in the NFC getting ready to play each other, or they ended up playing each other and went down to the wire with the Packers being victorious at 24-21. Do we have any takeaways from that game?
They're zipping champagne down in Miami. Mm. Every year, you know, when the team gets beat, the last undefeated, they're zipping champagne. But, you know, it's tough to go an entire season, of course, without getting beat.
Right.
So it was bound to happen, and Green Bay's got a great team, but it did, as you said, right down to the last seconds of the game before that pick.
Yep.
So big win for the Pack.
Yeah.
And, Paul, I wanted to get your take. We've talked about this earlier in the season, but when you play on Thursday, when you turn around from a Sunday – that's got to have an impact on these teams.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to injuries and things like that.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, Green Bay was missing Devontae Adams, missing Alan Lazard. Yeah. There's just certain guys who usually would be able to make it to that Sunday game, but now you're asking them to be ready to play on Thursday, and you don't want them to go in, beat up, and get even more hurt going later on into the season. So you do have guys who probably are missing a game that maybe they could have played in, but – you know, it's just better to have them not playing that game. The NFC is now going to be a little bit more wide open, which is going to bring me to a couple more questions later on. I think we'll be able to hit that topic. But game balls, what do you got?
Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. I mean, it's like I wasn't watching the game, but I was listening, and I heard the news, and it was what? Brady.
Yeah.
Boom.
600 career touchdown passes. That's it's an incredible stat.
He's the GOAT.
Yeah.
He's the GOAT. I got to go with, I don't know if you noticed, Daniel Jones with the Giants and that play that they double reverse one-handed catch by the quarterback.
Yeah.
He gets the game ball for that play right there.
Definitely. Hey, Danny Dimes, hey, we talked about it early on with Warren McCarty. We had him on earlier on in the season. But Danny Dimes, he's living up to his name, right? I'm gonna go with my game ball is actually going to go. I actually scrolled up a little bit, but my game ball is going to go to Zach Ertz. He is the first player in NFL history to catch a touchdown in back-to-back games with two different teams. So you know, he was with the Eagles at 2-5 last week, and then turned around and got traded to the Cardinals and got himself a touchdown in that game, and you know, his gloves and cleats and game ball, I think, is headed to Canton, Ohio, to be in the Hall of Fame. So that's going to do it for the high point, and we're going to be able to come back to you with a flag on the play right after this break. You're watching Pat and Go with Paul Browning. Welcome back to Pat and Go with Paul Browning. I'm your host, Paul Browning. Of course, I've got Guy Gurton with me. I've got Mike Lewis. This is week 8. If we are watching on YouTube, thank you, and make sure we are liking and subscribing to KPPF and also Pat and Go with Paul Browning. It's a special day. Obviously, it's Halloween, so we've got a really special guest coming up for everybody, in a little bit. I'm not gonna give him his name yet, but he's one of probably your favorite Bronco of all time. I would just assume.
That's fair.
That's pretty fair to say that. But we've got that guest coming up. But before we jump into that, I do want to jump into flag on a play. So we're going to throw a flag on whatever is, I guess, irritating us on the week, this past week, this week seven, that we had to go through and leading into week eight. I guess is there any flags on the play that you guys are ready to throw right now?
I want to give kind of a reverse flag, if that's okay.
Okay.
The fan who gave Tom Brady his ball back. I mean, because what an awesome thing to do.
Yeah.
I saw the news conference where Tom was like, yeah, what is he going to give him, Bitcoin or something? I don't know.
That's
you
a
know,
that, hey, look, that I'll take back. I'll take a Bitcoin now. That's big time.
So, yeah, I thought that was just class A. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Give him that ball back.
So and, picking up the flag.
Yeah. Well, the
picking
flag.
Up the flag, yeah.
The flag goes to Mike Evans. For yeah. <on the ball. laughs>
yeah.
That's the one.
Guys throwing the flag.
Yeah, on
gonna,
Evans.
Mike's going to pick up the flag.
But, yeah, that fan was great. I mean, that ball might be worth a little bit of coin. So he gave it up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, another flag, too, is on that Baltimore Ravens defense. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you noticed against Cincinnati, they were just slicing and dicing them. Ravens were supposed to be really good on D, but a flag on those guys, and they wound up losing the game.
Yeah, Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, absolutely career days for the young tandem. I'm going to go with the Panthers. I'm going to throw a flag on the Panthers, my old squad, for releasing my old quarterback. Cam Newton shouldn't have done it. Now you guys are getting a flag thrown on you because look at the QB woes that we are dealing with since releasing Cam Newton. The Panthers are 13-22 without Cam since 2011. 13-22. There is now they're opting out of Sam Darnold and they're going to PJ Walker. I hope PJ Walker can do great, but. It's just when you got something going, you got an MVP, you've got a great player, stay with it. Stay with him, all right? Let him play. Let him ball out.
Wasn't that the Super Bowl that he was in?
Yeah, exactly.
Against the Broncos.
Yeah, 100%.
It was Cam Newton.
It was Cam Newton. So that's the thing. Let the man play. And which brings me to something I want to do real quick. I thought it would be fun, a little game. We'll call it Facts or Cap, all right? For anybody who doesn't know what cap means, cap is basically like no or false. All right? So we're going to go facts or cap. I'm going to throw a couple questions at you guys. You guys let me know. Is it facts or is it cap? Cam Newton will play this season.
Well, that's a cap.
Cap.
That's a cap for me.
Sorry, Cam. I hope you do play this year, but it does not seem like he's going to play.
I don't think so.
I've got another one. Deshaun Watson will be traded before the trade deadline from the Houston Texans, which the Miami Dolphins are already trying to work it out right now, but they have some questions about his legal concerns. So fact or cap?
I'll go fact.
You're going to go fact.
I'm going to go cap with that one. I don't think anybody wants to take a chance on him.
Yeah,
so.
Okay. He's going to miss out on this season. Wow, okay. I see it. Going back to last week, the Packers, they brought out the old 1950s uniforms. I don't know if you guys ever see. There's a whole lot of green with the yellow helmet and the
cap. No further. That's your cap, buddy. No further discussion.
Cap, did you like him? Cap?
Cap.
No, yeah, me neither. I was not a fan. I know there's a lot of people who were fans of him. I was not a fan of those helmets. There's something about tradition. Just keep the green G on a yellow helmet with the yellow pads, the yellow pants. Perfect. We'll stay there. I've got another one for you guys. Trayvon Diggs, okay, he has 7 interceptions this year, all right, in, 7 games? Will he get his 8th interception this week? Is that fact or is that cap?
That's a fact.
That's a fact. He's going to pick.
He's balling. He is balling. Yeah, that's a fact.
Mm-hmm. I'm with Guy, fact.
That's a fact. They play the Minnesota Vikings with Kirk Cousins, so we'll see if Kirk Cousins can keep the ball away from him. With that being said, the Cardinals lost this week. Are the Dallas Cowboys the best team in the NFC with 5 straight wins after losing to the Bucks in week 1?
The best team in the entire NFC?
Yeah.
No, they're up there, but they're not the best. I would Tampa Bay.
Cap.
Cap.
All right, okay.
That's a cap.
Not the best. Cap.
Not the best.
Cap. But good.
Okay, perfect. All right. Joe Burrow will throw a touchdown to Ja'Marr Chase this week. They've connected for the Cincinnati Bengals. That young receiver and quarterback tandem has been excellent this year. So will they connect on a touchdown this week? Good this question. Is for our fantasy guys.
Good question. I'd say a cap.
Cap?
Because, yeah, they can't keep it going every week.
They've got the Jets coming up. But, yeah.
That's tough.
All right, you know what? I'll go fact.
He's going to go fact.
What the heck?
He said, yeah. What the heck? They've been doing great. Ja'Marr Chase has the some excellent career stats when it comes to what he's been doing as a rookie. So his first seven games are better than anybody's first seven games ever. Even better than Randy Moss. And then the last one, Justin Herbert is the best quarterback in the AFC West.
Woo.
So obviously we have Derek Carr, Teddy Bridgewater, and Patrick Mahomes.
Right now, today, I'd say it's a fact.
Fact.
In the AFC West.
In the AFC West.
Yep. Today.
I like the way you qualified that. AFC West. Yep. Fact.
In fact, I'm not sleeping on Patrick Mahomes. I know he's still one of the best players in the NFL. But that's going to do it for our Flag on the Play segment. That's going to be brought to you guys by Castle Roofing and also Lavish Lashes. They do the hair, makeup, fashion, nails, everything that you need. But we're going to be back with our special guest right after this. This is Pat and Go with Paul Browning. Welcome back to Pat and Go with Paul Browning. I am your host, Paul Browning. And now we are going to go under the hood. Like always, when we go under the hood, we are going to be having an in-depth look at certain topics and things in the NFL. But today we got a special guest. We've got an excellent guest. Matter of fact, probably your favorite Bronco of all time.
Doesn't get any better, does it?
It doesn't get any better, all right? When we look at the accolades, okay, we're looking at the all-time leading receiver for the Denver Broncos in receptions, yards, touchdowns, three-time Pro Bowler, two-time Super Bowl champion, Bronco Ring of Fame inductee. Everybody, welcome Rod Smith.
Hey.
Great to have
you. Thank you, guys. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Love it.
Great. I know you guys don't normally – I know y'all don't normally look this good. Y'all got makeup and all that stuff. Y'all got wardrobe people. Lighting. I'm sitting at home. I'm sitting at home myself. I need to get some people.
So this is Rod, I guess, seeing me first time close up, just this beautiful. So it's okay that we're there. So how you been? What's going on? What you been up to?
I'm good, man. You know what? Grandfather. And so, I always have my different businesses and stuff like that. But every morning I get up, make my grandson's breakfast, take him to school and all that stuff. So that's real important to me right now.
Grandpa Rod. I love that.
Yep.
That's a different ring there. No, yeah. So I know you said a couple different businesses.
Absolutely.
Some of the guys in the office were still asking, like, can we still get some coffee?
Absolutely. What time do you need? I got you. No, Trust me, one of my mentors I was studying last night, he said, you pay bills every day, find a way to make money every day. So sell something every day. So coffee, I know for a fact, people are buying every day. So I'm making money every day.
100%. Go ahead and plug that. Go ahead and plug that.
I'm good.
One of the things, you've done so much off the field. I know me growing up in Colorado Springs, I got to watch you on – doing the Godfather pizza commercials and things like that. But really, a lot of this is everything we know. You've been able to get it because you were balling on the field. You came on, right away, undrafted free agent, and you just made a name for yourself. So with that being said, was there a memorable game that maybe you had that sticks out in your mind when you look at your career?
You know what is crazy is the Broncos played was it Washington football team? They were the Redskins when I played. my first ever catch was a game-winning touchdown with no time on the clock against the Redskins. And so that was kind of a coming out party, so to speak. But I really didn't make it there. It was just a moment. And everybody thought, oh, you're going to get a lot more chances. I didn't catch another pass for 7 weeks after that. So, you got to grind constantly. No matter what. I remember watching you in college because my son went to school at the same time you did. And I was always rooting for you. And I told you, hey, my phone was always open for you to give you that chance, the nugget that you need to go out there and live your dream as well.
Yeah, and I do appreciate that. I remember vividly we're getting ready to play the Bills, and it's my rookie year, and you sent me a text message to let me know, hey, man, like, this is your opportunity. Make sure you run it down. Make sure you're special teams. Make sure you are making plays on special teams, because that's how they're going to love you. And I just always remember that, and I'm really thankful for you in that situation. Guy, you had a question?
Yes, and he already addressed it, because correct me if I'm wrong, Rod, but I thought to that game I was there against Washington, and the Broncos just happened to be playing Washington this week. So was that pretty much when you came out, so to speak, with that
game? Yeah, you know what? It's crazy, because I'm doing an interview right after this one with Brian Mitchell, who hosts a show over in Washington, and Brian Mitchell killed us on special teams. I think he broke an NFL record against us. And I was on special teams, and we got ripped. But we won a game. And, James Washington knocked out all of our receivers. So I had to play. I was the only one left. And that's what happened. It was awesome for me.
That's the best situation to be in. I will also say this, since we're bringing back memories. Obviously, it's not too much of a coincidence. Maybe it is a coincidence that you're mentioning that Broncos Washington football team game. But also, Halloween is coming up, and you have probably one of the greatest performances ever on Halloween. I don't know if you know that. You probably
I have no idea.
You have one of the greatest performances in 2004. You guys played the Falcons. You had 9 catches for 200 yards.
I hit them for 200. I remember that.
Uh-huh. You ran the ball. You had 2 punt returns. You had one of the greatest Halloween games that, you know, a receiver could have. Was there anything memorable or special about that moment? Or, you know, was it another day in the office? Or was it like, hey, you know, it's Halloween. A lot of people are watching. Let me turn up.
It wasn't special because of Halloween, because to me, I wasn't paying attention. All I remember is we lost. I remember that. I remember Michael Vick looked like a video game against our defense. You have 200 yards, you expect to win, and we end up losing. So I'm be honest, I was pissed. So that's probably why I don't remember that stat. I like wins. I keep up with the W instead of the individual things. But I need to use that in a trivia, though. That's a good stat.
There it is. So I'm glad we were able to cover that. You know, it's one thing for me and a lot of people in the building. We know you as the number 80 for the Denver Broncos. You are the number 80 here in Colorado. We love that. Now, you know, I know Guy said he should have wore a Rod Smith jersey. So he could be
Rod
Smith
today. Yeah.
When it comes to other people wearing number 80, who was your favorite number 80 besides yourself?
Man, of course, Jerry Rice. You got Chris Carter. And if I was knew you was going to ask that question, I would have did this interview in my basement. Because in my weight room, I collected number 80s. Mm-hmm. I got Steve Largent up there. I got Henry Ellard up there. I got Troy Brown up there. Yeah, I got some dudes, man. I got some, what's my man, James Lofton, Hall of Famers. I got some Hall of Famers in there. It was awesome. I just collected guys that I thought played with heart and played with some fight. Wayne Corbett.
Yep.
I got Wayne Corbett on the wall. Yeah. Even the late, great Charles Johnson, he played for Detroit.
Yep.
Had a real tough career, but Plexico Bears, when he was number errors, I got him on there. And there's a few guys I haven't got that I'm trying to get.
Well, speaking of which, I know that a couple of the young cats are really making some big plays. You speak of 80. I love Jarvis Landry. I think he's an excellent receiver. But are there any young receivers right now that you like get super excited about, super excited to watch? That you just I guess love to watch.
You know what thing is, the Broncos receivers I love to watch. Hopefully we get Jerry Jeudy back this week. Tim Patrick is one of my favorites. He's an undrafted guy, so I'm partial to Tim. But, Cortland. I also like Devontae Adams. The dude is unbelievable. DeAndre Hopkins, unbelievable. I mean, there's so many guys now. They do stuff with that football, man, that's special. And they're playing with some good quarterbacks who say, hey, let me feed him, and he'll make me look good as well. So I could go on the list, man. Odell Beckham, He's just been hurt the last few years, but if they can get that guy healthy, man, he's dangerous.
Definitely. Definitely. So just to transition into, I know you're talking about, you know, players being special. The Halloween topic, right? Some players can be a nightmare, right?
Yes.
Everybody's going to laugh. So I want,
how
I want,
Michael Vick was on us on Halloween.
Yeah, no, right? So I wanted to I wanted to see if we could rank the nightmare, okay? So I'm going to give you a couple players, and I want you to choose between the two.
Do I need to take notes on this? I got a pen right now.
No, who's the bigger nightmare? And I'm going to start it off with Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. Who do you believe is the biggest nightmare?
Dude.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one.
The only reason I'm going to say Lamar Jackson is because he touched the ball every time.
Yeah.
That's the only reason he's the problem. He always got the ball in his hand. Derrick Henry is doing some special stuff. And Lily, they just got to give this guy the crown for what he's been doing consistently year after year. When you're a big back, carrying that many times, taking that many hits, but he comes back the next year better, I definitely got to take my hat off to him. Today's Terrell Davis' birthday, so running backs are definitely special in the NFL, and they're not built like T.T. and Derrick Henry is definitely built like that.
Definitely. Happy birthday to T.D. Derrick Henry has almost 4,500 yards rushing since 2019.
Yes.
That's crazy.
He's a beast.
That's crazy. Okay, let's go Aaron Donald or Myles Garrett.
Aaron Donald.
Definitely.
Myles Garrett is scary, but Aaron Donald beats up three guys every play. Like, he every play, there's three guys assigned to this guy. And he still can't be stopped, man. It's crazy how he puts that work in. And you see his offseason resume, he shows it, and it's like, man, he goes out there and lives it every week.
Definitely. I will say this, Myles Garrett does lead the NFL in sacks right now with 9.5 sacks.
Yeah.
Now, passing leaders, okay? We got Derek Carr, we got Tom Brady, we got Matt Stafford, Kyle Murray, and Patrick Mahomes. Who's the biggest nightmare there?
I'm going with Tom. Uh-huh. And the only reason I'm going with Tom is because we used to beat him up. But Tom at 44 is leading the league, I think, in passing right now.
Yeah.
And he got 7 Super Bowl rings.
He's dangerous. So there's not much.
Tom
really
is the most dangerous person in the NFL right now.
Yeah. Love it. And then this is one I wanted to kind of special for the receivers, right?
Okay.
Trayvon Diggs or Jalen Ramsey?
I'm going with Diggs.
You'll go with Diggs. Diggs has,
man,
what, 7 picks on the year right now?
What, 6 games, 7 games?
Seven and seven.
But how many? They got like 2 or 3 touchdowns.
Yeah. Yeah. Diggs, Jalen Ramsey is still probably one of the better shutdown cornerbacks in the NFL. But, I mean, Diggs is having an incredible year.
Yeah. No, especially for the first quarter of the season. I mean, balls are going over there, and you see them going the other way quickly.
Yeah.
Hey, Rod, who are you most apprehensive about when going up against as a cornerback? Was there anybody in the league that gave you trouble?
Who I hated the most? Charles Woodson.
Oh, yeah.
The recent Hall of Famer. Yeah. Trust me, I got like 9 guys I personally went against that's in the Hall of Fame. So I went against some guys that were hungry. But the reason it was Charles, because Charles not only would cover, Charles would tackle. On the run game, that's why when he switched to safety and he switched back. I mean, that dude was like every single snap. He never took plays off. I mean, I hated going against Champ Bailey when he was with the Redskins before he came to our team. But, I got Eric Allen. I got a whole bunch of dudes, man, that was a beast. But Charles Woodson, with him being for the Raiders, and we played twice a year, it was a battle.
There's actually a super cool picture of you in Mile High lined up against Deion. When Deion's with the Dallas Cowboys. That's actually one of my favorite pictures of you.
See, we didn't play them all the time, though. So I'll give you a quick story. I was in the slot, and Deion was bumping me, man. You know how he does that quick jam?
Yeah.
I disappeared on him. I ducked that shoulder like I was trying to teach you back in the day.
Yeah.
And I took off on him, and I didn't get the ball. And I seen him running behind me. He said, boy, you got me. I said, if I could have got that one against that guy, hood legend right there. That's all I wanted. Yeah, I want, hey, forget the NFL. I want to be a hood legend. You beat me, you're a hood legend.
And this is like 90, what is it, 98, 96?
Yeah.
This is like, this is still.
And he was following me around the field.
Yeah.
And I was like, and he shot that arm and I dipped on him and hauled. And then I looked up, I was like, oh, you see me in the back of the end zone. Mad I didn't get the ball. That's the only time I was mad I didn't get a pass. Every time I'm really cool with whoever gets it.
Definitely. He's probably cussing out.
Oh, man. I knew what it meant.
Thanks, John.
It meant a lot more if you beat Deion.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Well, that's going to do it for Under the Hood, and we really appreciate having you on. This is such a big deal for us here at Pat and Go, and it's a big deal for me. I thank you so much for I send you a text message, and you were right there on it, and you were like, yeah,
oh,
man, let's do it. Let's make this thing happen. So I really appreciate you. I know our viewers are really going to appreciate you, and just thank you so much for coming on to the show.
No, thank you, man. Send me those stats about Halloween, because I'm going to post that.
100%.
Somehow I'm going to figure out that was cool. I'm like, really? When you said the Falcons, I knew what my yardage was, but I didn't know that was on Halloween.
I got you, man. I got you. 100%.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys, man. I appreciate you guys. And
thank you.
Tell y'all makeup artists just do a little bit more, get your hair.
Light over there. Yeah.
It's unforgiving. No, thank you so much.
All appreciate right, y'all, man.
Of course. All right, we'll be right back with Pat and Go right after this break.
Welcome back to Pat and Go with Paul Browning. I'm your host, Paul Browning. Of course, I've got Mike Lewis. I've got Guy Gerton. We are out here talking football, and obviously we just had an excellent interview with Rod Smith. I hope you guys all enjoyed that. But now it's time for 50-50. We're going to pick them right here, right now. All right, so 50-50. Let's look at the records real quick. I'm 60-38. It's not bad. If Mike Lewis didn't have 64 wins on the year, he's 64-34. This guy's the Schwami. And we've got Guy Gerton. You are 15-10. You're not doing bad. I think at the end of this, we're going to have to go by percentage.
Yeah, late to the party a little
really
bit.
Comes, yeah, not a problem. Not a problem. So let's start it off. Obviously, we've got the two young guns with the Cincinnati Bengals heading out to New York. Bengals taking on the Jets. Who do we got? The Bengals have a 10.5-point spread headed their way.
I've got the Bengals.
Bengals?
Bengals, easily.
I'm also going to go Bengals. We have the Titans heading to Indianapolis to take on the Colts. This is an AFC South division game. There's a 1.5-point spread going to the Colts, even though the Titans have beaten in back-to-back weeks both teams that were in the AFC Championship.
This is a tough one. Mm. This is a toss-up. But I'm going to go with Tennessee because they are riding right now a hot streak. So Titans.
Titans.
I've got the Titans too.
I'm also going to go Titans. We are all on the same page for the first two games. We have the Rams heading out to Houston. It's a 14.5-point spread headed to Los Angeles. I'm going to stay with the Rams.
It's the Rams.
Yep.
No question.
Rams, three in a row.
Three in a row, definitely. We've got the Steelers heading out to Cleveland for always a great fight with the dog pound. A 3.5-point spread heading to Cleveland. I am going to go with Cleveland.
I'm going Cleveland, and the rumor has it Baker may be back.
Mm.
So, but Cleveland.
Yeah,
again,
definitely.
Browns.
I got Pittsburgh down.
You got Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Every time he does one of these, does one of these picks, it makes it that much real that they may win the ball game because he's right on the time.
That'll be a good one. It'll be a good game.
Definitely. We have Philly, the Eagles heading out to Detroit to take on the Detroit Lions with a 3.5-point spread heading to the Eagles. I actually think this is the week that the Lions get their first victory. I'm going to go with the Detroit Lions.
I'm agreeing. Detroit at home. Lions are going to win.
Mm-hmm. I wrote down the Eagles.
Okay. Hey, you know, I'm trying to get a jump on you. This may be the one.
Right.
We have the San Francisco 49ers heading out to Chicago to take on Dub Bears. 4-point spread headed to the Niners. I am going to go with the Chicago Bears. I think that they're going to do it at home.
49ers, a tough team to figure, but I'm going 49ers. I think they just have a little edge there on the road. Mm-hmm. 49ers.
All right.
And I got the Bears, too.
The Bears. All right. We're going to go Panthers heading out to Atlanta. There's a 3-point spread headed to Atlanta. I love the Panthers. Love you guys. Falcons.
Enough said, right? Atlanta at home, it's the Falcons. They're going to win that one.
Yeah. And I've got the Panthers because, you know, when it comes to Atlanta, it's the other game that's going on right now.
Right. Yeah,
baseball game.
Yeah, no, the Braves. Yeah, there's a lot of hype right now in Atlanta, and I'm loving what they're doing down there. So we have Miami heading out to Buffalo. Got to play in the cold.
Yeah,
it's a 13.5 point spread going to Buffalo right now, and I'm all the way with that. Buffalo Bills are going to beat the Miami Dolphins.
No way Buffalo is going to lose. They're coming off a off week. Mm-hmm. Buffalo.
Bills.
Let's do it. We've got the Chargers at home against the New England Patriots. There's a 5-point spread going to the Chargers. I'm going to go Chargers as well.
Going Chargers. Same reason. They've had an off week. I'm going Chargers.
Mm-hmm. I got the Pats for this one.
All right. Got the Pats. We've got Jacksonville heading out to Seattle. There's a 3-point spread heading to the Seahawks. Jacksonville does have a little bit of momentum behind them. I'm still going to go with the Seahawks.
Seahawks at home, pretty tough to beat, even though they're hurting a little bit with Russell. Definitely. I'm going Seahawks.
Yeah, I got Seattle too.
Yeah, they've been playing some pretty good football. Lost a tough one last week to the New Orleans Saints. We've got Washington, Denver. Denver's at home. 3-point spread heading to the Broncos. They need this one, and I think they get this one. I've got the Broncos.
They've got this one. Broncos, I wouldn't bet against the Broncos anyway, but Broncos are going to win this one.
Okay.
And it's Halloween, so it's going to be a Broncos trick.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, I like it. Right. Yeah.
We agree.
It's a treat for the Broncos. It's a total trick for the Washington football team. We've got the Bucs heading out to New Orleans. Bucs have a 5.5-point spread heading their way. I'm going to go Tampa.
Yeah, Tampa Bay going to win that one.
The Buccaneers got it.
You know what? I'm taking my call away. I'm actually going to go Saints.
Really?
I need this jump. I'm going to go Saints. They are playing in New Orleans. They just came off a tough win against Seattle. I need this jump. We're going Saints.
Trying to get them to finally go marching in, right?
Yeah, this is the one. We've got – you know what? Brady and them lost last year in New Orleans, so that's something that can happen. Dallas on Sunday night heading up to Minnesota. Dallas has a point and a half. Spread heading their way. I'm actually going to go Minnesota at home.
This is a tough one as well. It's a toss-up. I've been wondering which way to go, but I'm going Dallas just because I think they're hot right now, and they're also coming off a bye week.
Also coming off bye week.
So they're healthy. I'm going Dallas.
Yep. And then Trayvon Diggs gets his eighth pick, right? You guys predicted that?
And I got the Cowboys.
Got the Cowboys as well. Yeah. I like it. Monday night, the most unsatisfying game of the week. You've got the Giants and the Chiefs in Arrowhead. The Chiefs have a 9.5-point spread headed their way. I am not going away from that. The Chiefs will win that game.
Yeah, easily at Arrowhead. Yeah, it's the Chiefs.
On a Monday night, the country's watching. Chiefs.
Definitely. Well, that's going to do it for Pat and Go with Paul Browning. I want to thank, obviously, our guest that we had, Rod Smith. I want to thank Guy Gurdon. I want to thank Mike Lewis. I want to thank Mountain Country Radio having us in here. And when we're watching on YouTube, let's make sure we like and subscribe on KPPF and also at Pat and Go with Paul Browning. All right. We will see you guys next week. Good luck with the picks. Sayonara.